I'd like to invite you to the 4th birthday party for the Europe à la carte travel blog. It's going to be a virtual party on Twitter on the blog's 4th birthday, which is Friday the 22nd of October. It will take place between 4 to 5pm British summer time, as I'm based in the UK. But please check what time this is in your time zone, as international time zones can be very confusing, and I wouldn't like you to miss the party if you're keen to come. So all you need to do is come to Twitter, come to my stream at Karen Bryan, and you can join in some fun to celebrate the blog's birthday. Although the Europe à la carte travel site first launched in July 2002, the blog was created in October 2006, just over 4 years later. I feel fortunate that I got into travel blogging quite early, because it's been a great way to get more traffic onto the site. I was partly prompted into launching the blog by an email I received from a business studies student who was writing their dissertation on the topic of blogs as a marketing tool for travel brands. I was very bewildered when I first read the email, because although I had heard of weblogs or blogs, I thought of them more as an online diary outpouring of a teenage geek, certainly not as a business tool. However, after doing a little bit of research on blogs, everything was so positive about how good they were for getting traffic, for search engine optimization, I thought, wow, I must give this a go. So our son came, he recommended WordPress, self-hosted as a subdomain on the blog, got the files installed with the host, and that was it. So it's interesting to look back on the posts I wrote 4 years ago. One of them talked about what you have to do to have a successful blog. The main points which were mentioned were engaging the audience, encouraging feedback, publishing regularly, and having at least 2 links per post. I did realise at that time I was lucky to have travel as a topic, because it's something that interests a lot of people, so there'd probably be plenty to talk about in European travel. So 4 years on, I'm thinking, did I stick to these guidelines? And I would say, on the whole, yes, at Europe à la carte, we do try to engage the audience and encourage feedback with blog comments, being on Twitter and Facebook. There's certainly plenty of content regularly published, with 10 members in the blogging team. 2 links per post. Some posts have more, some have fewer, but I do think it's useful to link to resources. Initially, many people said to me, don't have too many links, keep the traffic on your own blog. But I thought if readers see the Europe à la carte blog as a useful resource, they're more likely to come back to it, because there's no way they're just going to stay on Europe à la carte. They're going to look on other sites about European travel. So I embraced linking out, and I think it's been a good policy. Anyway, now that I've given a brief history of the Europe à la carte blog, I'd like to remind you that the birthday party will be on Twitter on Friday the 22nd between 4 to 5pm British summer time. And I hope you'll come along if you're interested in European travel and join in the fun.